The Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association met informally in Sitka to discuss the proposed 27% reduction in the 2008 harvest recommended by IPHC staff. Even though the 2008 reduction follows on the heels of a 20% reduction in 2007, consensus among the fishermen present was that stocks in 2C, or southeast Alaska, needed to rebuild. Linda Benkin is the executive director of ALFA.
People here recognize we're seeing very low CPUEs, catch per unit effort, low catch rates. We're seeing low catch rates both in the commercial fishery and the survey, that there's a need to be conservative and rebuild stocks.
If the commission adopts staff recommendations, commercial halibut fishermen will harvest over 2 million pounds less in southeast than they did last year and take a total of about 6.2 million pounds. The reduced harvest rates are based on a new model of coastwide halibut migration in the Gulf of Alaska, developed by commission staff over the last couple of years. If adopted by the commission, coastwide assessment will replace area management. Halibut surveys conducted in the coastwide model indicate that the species repopulates in far western Alaska along the Aleutian chain and then migrates annually down the coast. Benkin says there are still some outstanding questions about the coastwide model. For example, are the IPHC survey boats counting halibut populations or counting what's left after the large southeast fleet has been fishing for a few weeks?
Is the effectiveness of the survey consistent across all areas? Since there's so many more boats here fishing in a smaller area than out west, there's a much higher possibility of overlap between the survey boat and commercial boats than there is out west.
Out west is the only area that would see an increase in harvest rates next year under the coastwide assessment. Benkin says she has reservations about the assessment being used as an apportionment tool when it was really only intended to study halibut populations. She says she'll urge the commission to be cautious about raising harvest amounts in Area 3B until the coastwide model is better understood. ALFA's other concern heading into the January meeting of the IPHC is the human population of the commission itself. Canadian fishermen will see a slightly larger harvest reduction than their southeast counterparts if the commission adopts the staff recommendations as they are. Benkin says she's already heard the Canadians complain that Alaskans are intercepting fish. She's concerned that rhetoric may translate into an adjustment of harvest levels in favor of Canada. She's not going to underestimate their clout.
Canada has three commissioners, and the U.S. has three commissioners, even though Canada is a little portion of the fishery relative to the size of the Alaska fishery. So they have a lot of leverage in the process, and they're pretty concerned about seeing a 29% cut in their quota. So certainly that will play a big role in what happens at this meeting.
The International Pacific Halibut Commission will hold its annual meeting in Portland beginning on January 15th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.